land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, September 18th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, want to remind you what that means. Two websites, two phone apps, plus the radio station. That all makes up the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This show dedicated to the website yourdefendingfathers.com, plural, yourdefendingfathers.com, that has a stream player that repeats the show every 3 hours. So if you missed the first hour from 9 to 10, it'll repeat at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m., and tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Also on that website, our podcast. Up at the top, click on podcast. You can listen on demand to any segment you want. The radio station side, the call letters, WCHY.US, is the website for the radio station. That has a stream player as well. Now, the phone apps, the one dedicated to this show is TuneIn, capital T, capital I. Download the free one. Don't pay for it. You may have to listen to some commercial interruptions, but you don't have to pay. When you download the TuneIn app, search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. That was the call letters of the radio station when we set up that TuneIn account years ago. And that's the one we have for this show. The other phone app for the radio station, not only this show, but the music, which starts at noon, is Simple Radio. Two words, capital S, capital R. Download Simple Radio, search for the call letters WCHY. That way, if you're out of range of 97.7 or you've got friends downstate, you'd like them to start listening to the show, text me. Patriot Voice Radio Network. Let's do PVRN. If you text me PVRN, Patriot Voice Radio Network, I will text you the links to the websites. I will text you the names of the apps for your phones to be downloaded and what to search for. WYPV for TuneIn, WCHY for Simple Radio. So if you text me Patriot Voice Radio Network, PVRN, I will send you that information. You can then forward it to everybody. The one thing you have to understand We need more sponsors. We need more listeners. We need to get this information out. Are we focused on certain small towns and events and things happening? Yes. Why? Because it's happening in your area, too. This isn't just Onaway Public School District where this crap is happening. It's happening all over the state. It's happening all over the country. I don't care about school boards in other states. I care about school boards in the state of Michigan, especially in this listening area. If we're going to fight back, if we are going to win and take this back, we have to be engaged. That's why we do what we do. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Donald Trump makes first campaign stop in Michigan after second assassination attempt. Where does he go? State of Michigan. Now, this one occurred in Flint, the center of the state. It was at the Dort Financial Service Conference Center. This state, unlike any other state in the country, Donald Trump has made two appearances here after an assassination attempt. Town hall style event was held at the Dort Financial Event Center. Former White House press secretary and current Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders asked questions and fielded more questions from those in the audience to the former president. Before Trump took stage, Sanders referenced the two assassination attempts and said, quote, "God is not done with President Trump," end quote, to resounding applause from those in attendance. Six law enforcement and or U.S. Secret Service agents escorted Trump to the stage, giving his path was at the same level as the attendees. "It's a dangerous business being president," was one of the very first things Trump said on stage. In this instance, however, Trump said Secret Service did a heck of a job because they spotted the shooter before he was able to get any shots off. Meanwhile, his running mate, J.D. Vance, was campaigning in Sparta, Michigan, talking about increasing Trump's security detail to the same amount of coverage that the current president, Joe Biden, is receiving. Sanders said she didn't think that there was a person in the room who doesn't remember where they were the day the first assassination attempt took place. She said no one was prepared for what happened that day, let alone Sunday, when a second credible assassination attempt was foiled by the FBI. Says FBI, not Secret Service. The reports I read was it was Secret Service. Who cares at this point? Sanders asked Trump why he continues to fight even as these dangers to his life continue. Trump claimed that he received millions and millions more votes, did a much better job, and believes that his campaign for 2024 is absolutely critical to the future of the country. Trump said President Joe Biden and Harris called him regarding the second attempt on his life. One of the people in the crowd yelled out a expletive that I can't say on the radio. Oh boy, can't say that one. Yep. Rhymes with Tuck Biden, which Trump chuckled at before the crowd booed when Trump mentioned Harris's name. After several questions, Trump addressed Michigan's auto factories and jobs, talking directly to the auto workers. "They want to end your job making the best automobiles in the world. Pushing for electric vehicles will kill jobs in Michigan." He also talked about tax policy, how he is not going to tax overtime pay. He talked about the inflation, which is out of control, and the border, which is out of control. "We need to make sure we prevent auto manufacturing jobs from being sent overseas," Trump said. "If elected, I will immediately impose a 200% tariff on those cars coming into the United States. If it's made overseas, sell it overseas. You want to sell it here, you're going to pay a huge tariff. And then you wonder why I get shot at." Trump said that his policies would be unpopular overseas, and stated only consequential presidents get shot at. Trump said Michigan used to be the capital for cars around the world. And now the state is being referred to as an afterthought. Under his administration, he promised to make Michigan's auto industry bigger than it was 50 years ago. The crowd then started chanting USA, 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 and gave him a standing ovation. While Trump never directly addressed his claims, going back to his debate statement talking about Haitian immigrants in Ohio eating pets, he did at one point begin to say, when you look at what's going on in Aurora and other places, Ohio, he said, this is absolutely amazing what they've done to these communities. One of the questions came from a third-generation auto worker named Isaiah. He asked Trump specifically about the major threats to Michigan auto jobs. Nuclear weapons are a major threat. Cars are also a nuclear threat because it goes to the heart and soul of these hardworking factory workers in your state. Under Harris and her EV mandates, jobs are going to be lost. Supply jobs, manufacturing jobs, sales jobs, auto dealerships. They will all be hurt under the Harris agenda when it comes to electric vehicles. He then said, on day one, first day in office, I'm going to close the border and we're going to drill, baby, drill. Complete change, new direction of everything that Biden Harris has done regarding the border and energy. Trump talked about the role that a Florida woman had in identifying and helping law enforcement locate the suspect in the assassination attempt. He joked, women are smarter than men. All the women in the audience applauded. Some of the men did too. The bottom line, he said, and this is what Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, women of this country respect and love Donald Trump. They know that he supports them and their families, and that's the biggest thing we have to look at, the cost to the families. What has energy costs done to your ability to pay the bills? Food costs going up. Questioning Donald Trump, she said, so what is specifically your actual goal in the first 12 months regarding energy? Donald Trump's answer, we're going to reduce energy costs by 50%. His goal is, if average right now gasoline is at $3.50 a gallon, it'll be my goal to get it to $1.75. Trump exited the stage about a half hour sooner than when he took the stage. Other events, other things were happening. He had to leave basically a little early compared to other rallies that he's done. A lot of supporters were there. The venue itself can hold up to 6,000 people. The place was packed. Standing room only. State Representative Matthew Berline, he is the Republican state rep there in Vassar, and Matt Hall were seen at the event. So basically, coming back to Michigan again, 7 weeks from yesterday, folks, is the election on November 5th. Absentee ballots are supposed to be going out this Monday. For the life of me, I still cannot find anywhere the judge's decision from Robert F. Kennedy's case in Detroit yesterday at 4 o'clock. I've scoured the news. I can't find it anywhere. If you see it, you find it, text it to me, let me know. Because that potentially could be holding up the printing of these absentee ballots. The breakdown on that case, the federal judge was expected to come out with the final decision on Wednesday after hearing oral arguments yesterday, Tuesday, 4 o'clock in Detroit. Whether or not former presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy's name should be removed from the Michigan general election ballot. If U.S. District Judge Denise Page Hood rules for Kennedy, ballots for at least 67 of Michigan's 83 counties will need to be reprinted, which could cost more than $1 million, according to the Attorney General's office, estimating the tab to print Wayne County ballots alone at $500,000. Attorney General Eric Grill argued in court, "We cannot reprint the ballots at this point." Kennedy's attorney, Brandon Debus, countered, "There's no reason a candidate who has withdrawn from the presidential race can't have his name removed from the ballot. The statute," he argued, "should be applied equally to both the major and minor political parties, as a statute prohibiting a minor candidate from withdrawing is basically unconstitutional." Kennedy's attorney argued that keeping Kennedy's name on the ballot disenfranchises his supporters and improperly characterizes Robert F. Kennedy as a candidate. "Why do they want to trick voters?" the attorney asked. Well, the attorney general's Grill, he made a statement in front of the judge countering the point. Grill discounted the plaintiff's arguments because the Democratic president, Joe Biden, was able to withdraw his name from the ballot, arguing Kennedy had accepted the Natural Law Party's nomination while Biden withdrew prior to accepting the Democrat nomination. Grill also discounted Kennedy's argument that placing Kennedy's name on the ballot is compelled speech because courts have already ruled that placing a name on the ballot is not compelled speech. Kennedy's legal team filed the federal complaint on September 10th, basically 6 days ago, after his unsuccessful fight in the state courts, which ended when the Michigan Supreme Court reversed the lower court's decision that Kennedy's name should be removed. So, the only thing I can find so far on this story, evidently the judge is going to announce a decision sometime today.